Welcome to Hinduism Q&A. Today's question is, why does Hinduism have so many gods? This is one of the questions I've heard more than any other question. And in fact, the question itself is incorrect. Why does Hinduism have so many gods? Because you cannot put an S after God. God cannot be made plural because there is only one God. So Hinduism does not have many gods. Hinduism has one single God. Because there is only one God in the whole entire universe, there can't be two gods. So Hinduism also only describes one God. But that one God is unlimited in every way. God has unlimited divine powers, and those powers are manifested in his personality and in his form. Thus, one single God has unlimited forms in which he appears. And I say he because it's a speaking convention of the English language, but God is she as well, just as much as God is he. So God's form is unlimited. God has his form and is omnipresent with all of his forms. Those forms are simply an expression of which power is being manifested and which power is being concealed within God. Just like we have different facets of our personality, we can behave in a very serious way in a formal situation, and we can behave in a very playful way in an informal situation. God also reveals different facets of his personality. So, for example, the form of Krishna or Radha Krishna is an expression of the more informal side of God's personality, the more loving, playful side. And forms, almighty forms like Vishnu or Shiva, these are an expression of the almighty power of God. And Ram, Sita and Ram, they are in between. They're an expression of a mixture of the almightiness and the lovingness, some of each. We can call, or we can understand all of these different forms being in three different categories: Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagwan. When all of God's powers are dormant, then God is formless. We call that Brahma. All the powers are there. Brahma is not different from Krishna or Ram or Vishnu or Shiva. But simply the same God is formless and exists eternally in this formless aspect when all the powers are dormant. When some of those powers are expressed, then God exists in his almighty form. We call Paramatma, like Durga, Vishnu, Shiva, and many other affiliated forms. These are all one and the same, but expressing different aspects of God's almightiness. And when all the powers are manifested, the main one being the power of Prema, the power of Alladini Shakti, God's supreme blissfulness, and the essence of that blissfulness, which is called divine love. When that is manifested, all the other powers are merged into that, and the same supreme God appears and behaves in a very loving, playful way. That is Sri Radha Krishna. So this is called the form of Bhagwan. This is one and the same God, either fully revealing all the powers, partially revealing the powers, or not having any of the powers be revealed, or avyakt, you can say, unmanifested powers. So this is a brief explanation of how Hinduism describes how one single God can appear in unlimited divine forms, but how all of those unlimited forms fit in these three categories, either formless, almighty, or loving, called Brahma, Paramatma, or Bhagwan. Jai Shri Radhe.